Ruined Eats for breakfast for your Tuesday. The boys on holidays, they are back from Monday. Jules Schiller from the back page on Fox, The Project, any other bloody TV show that's running at the moment too. You're on that as well.
Yeah, Married at First Sight.
The Farmer Wants a Wife.
If the Bachelorette goes over 40, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. Guys complain. Guys going through a midlife crisis. Imagine that for the Bachelorette. Complaining that they've never been understood by their wives.
16 contestants rocking back and forth in the corner.
Exactly.
Top of 16 today with a shower or two. We're here thanks to Heatworks, the home of Weber Barbecue. One man I'm sure that doesn't mind a barbecue. And we're going to find out shortly whether or not he does love a good musical. Is an ex-Collingwood footballer who has just brought out a book. It's called Dane Swan, My Story. And Dane joins us this morning. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for talking to us. And congrats on the book, My Story. Is it nice just to be sort of able to open up about your life outside of the constraints of AFL footy?
I'm not sure it's nice, but it's just my book, so that's exactly what happened. So when I was writing, I was like, I might as well be honest and say what happened. So, yeah, it kind of is what it is.
Do you think that, you know, you talk about AFL players, you know, not being a little bit robots, the new Gen Y, they're media trained. Do you think personality is coming out of football a little bit? I mean, you and Heath Shaw especially is a really funny guy. Every time we've interviewed him, he talks about pranks he loved to play at the club and things like that. Do you think that's almost a thing of the past, Dane?
Maybe not internally as in pranks and stuff, but I think they will go on at all footy clubs, but I guess, footy clubs want, their players all to preach the same message to the media, to their sponsors, to the community, to their fans and all that kind of thing. So, they don't want anyone upsetting all those people that I've just mentioned. So, yeah, I guess in a way they're trying to control what comes out of the players' mouths, which is sometimes a little disappointing because there are some really funny guys and some great personalities in the AFL. It's just, it'd be really good if everyone else could get to see what we see behind closed doors.
Dane, you're a character. There's no two ways about it. Love watching you on The Footy Show. You've also revealed in the book too that you participated in recreational drugs. Has the club said anything to you since about this that maybe they would not have liked you to have made mention of it at all?
No, I haven't spoke to the club. Well, I'm not a player there anymore, yeah. So... not sure what they could say to me, but no, I'm sure they'll obviously prefer that I never did them, but it's my book. I like I said before, I was trying to be as open and honest as I can. Obviously, there's things that I'll never say publicly, but this was as open and honest as I wanted to be, so that's what I said. But I'm sure the club have their views, but I think they've got more important issues, mate, than worrying about a past player's book.
Yeah. Did you get any strikes while you're in the AFL?
No.
Dane, you talk about the Mick Malthouse, which, obviously Buck saga, which fascinated everyone at the time, because we all kind of thought, how do you go from such a successful coach to such a successful apprentice coach? Was that sensitive to write about? Because I'm sure you're friends with both of them, and obviously you're talking about a very kind of personal time. Was that tough?
It was tough because obviously I like to think I have good relationships with both coaches. And obviously, what I said, I didn't want anyone to get upset or to be nosed out of joint kind of thing. But in the end, the illicit drug thing, I had to be honest and be true to what I thought. And when I said I still kind of wanted Mick to just see out our group that we had then for Nathan to take over is honest. It's not a knock on Nathan. It's not a knock on Mick. It's just that I thought it could have been handled differently, but I don't make those decisions. That's above my pay grade. So the club, I know the club had the club's best interest at heart, and in mine, it's just if it was my way, I've done it a little bit differently. But it is what it is.
Is Eddie going to give you a few more freebies now? You're not playing, Dane. I mean, you're going to be riding on Emirates or getting a few kind of spot. You're going to be in a few boxes with Eddie.
Well, after the last couple of days, man, I'm surprised you haven't booted me out of Australia.
Hey, one thing that I saw a video of you once, Dane, and you talked about your love of musicals. Is that true? And do you have a favourite one?
Yeah, I have. I'm booked in to see Hamilton in New York in a month, which will be, apparently Hamilton's amazing. I like A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder was awesome. Aladdin was really good. Jersey Boys, obviously. So there's quite a few. I've seen heaps of them, but I reckon Hamilton's amazing. So I'm seeing that in New York when I'm there in October, on the end of this month.
Have you ever used a musical as pump-up music, like listening a bit of West Side Story or The Sound of Music
before you go into or something like that? Yeah.
Les Mis before you take the bill for a
Yeah, absolutely. Fires me right up.
Really? I dreamed a dream. Susan Boyle version.
Yeah. No.
We didn't think so. Mate, we appreciate your time. The new book is out now, Dane Swan, My Story. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute sellout, especially for all the Collingwood faithful. We appreciate your time this morning, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.